V'zeh b'chinas. And this is what the pasuk means when it says, after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, ki ofor ato, because you are dirt, ve'el ofor toshuv, and you're going to return to dirt. Ki ha'ofor hu b'chinas emuna. We know that ofor is a word that's used, that's associated with emuna. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, shchon eretz ure'ei emuna. Live in the land and draw a pasture from its emuna, its faith. V'alkein shom yizbale hazuamo. And that's why it's in the dirt. By a person being buried in the dirt, that's where that zuama, that filth of the snake, is eliminated, is wiped out. V'yoshuv elhu emuna gdoisha betachlis hashleimus. And the person is able to return to pure faith in Hashem, to the highest possible degree, to the degree that man had faith in Hashem before the sin of the Eitz Hadas, v'yoyser, and even more than that, even higher and higher levels of emun in Hashem. V'oz yizke la'achar hatchio, la'hakar oysa yizborach b'shleimus, kithi avoidosoy bozeh hoylam. And then, after that person is brought back to life, then that person will be zeicha to realize the Hashem, the essence of Hashem, to completion relative to that person's service of Hashem while they were living in this world. Based on how much the person tried and succeeded in serving Hashem while they were living in this world, that's going to determine what degree of success that person will have after Tchiyas HaMeisim in understanding Hashem and recognizing Hashem on a hot, very, very high level. Ki ikur kibul haschar lo sed lovoi hu lo das mimenu yisborach. Because the true reward of the future is going to be to realize Hashem. Shekol echod yizke leida mimenu yisborach kefi avoidosoi v'igiosoi v'torchoi b'zeh oilam. Every single person will be zeichet to recognize Hashem and to realize Hashem based on what they did while they were living in this world, based on how hard they tried and put in effort and everything. Kemuvon batoira atiko b'simen chof aleph, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 21 in Likut Imran, ubeshari mekoymus, and in other places, in Chelik Beis Likut Imran, chapter 37. V'alkein be'emes hamiso hi toiva gedoyla. And that's why the fact is, the truth is, that death is a tremendous benefit to the person based on how things evolved, based on the fact that there was an Eitz Hadas and there's a Zuama Sanochosh and there's all of this junk. Death is a tremendous benefit. Kemoy Shekosuv, as it says in the Medrash, Vehine Toiv Ma'oid, that on the second or third day of creation, it says Hashem saw everything that he created and it was very good. So the Medrash says, what is Toiv Ma'oid? Zum Malach HaMoves, that refers to the angel of death. The angel of death is called very good. Why? Ki daiko al yedei hamiso yizbala hazuamo v'yizke l'chaim amitiyim chaim nitzchiyim. Because it's specifically by going through the experience of death and being put in the offer is emuna, and there the offer disintegrates the body. It dissolves the zuama sanochosh. That's what prepares the person to be able to connect with true life, eternal life. Bebechinas tzadikim b'misosam kruim chayim. As the Gemara says in Brochas, Taf Yud Ches, that tzadikim, when they die, that's they're called alive. Because that's when a person connects to a higher level life of emes and emuna on a much higher level than they could possibly have had while they were physically living in this world. Now we'll understand why you're not allowed to tear your hair out or cut your flesh to show your sadness over a person passing away. Person's not allowed to make a bald spot, which is specifically where the hair grows. And also not allowed to cut into his skin and flesh to show his to express his sorrow over a person who died, chas v'shalom. Sheloy livgoyim b'ho'or v'asayros. to make sure that we don't mess up in any way. We don't damage the skin, the flesh, and the hairs. She'al yodom hamshocha se'ora samuna kanal. Because we showed earlier, we mentioned earlier from the writings of the Arizal, that it's via the hair and the skin, that the emuna, the isha yiras Hashem, receives that light of chashmal, that light of emes and emuna, is transmitted specifically via the skin and the flesh, and the hair. V'alkein ho'isur almeis daika. And that's why the Torah says, when shouldn't you do this? When somebody dies. Shelo tizgaber sitra d'moisa chas v'shom. Because we explained earlier that death is when real life begins. If a person dies the right way and if the proper procedures are followed. But if a person behaves incorrectly about death, if they do the wrong thing about death, then they're drawing real death upon themselves. They're really saying, no, I don't want to live. I want to feel death, Rachmona Litzlan. Shenimshach al yidei atzas hanochosh, which is what was brought into the world through the advice of the snake, al yidei pigamo emes v'emuna, by messing up in emes v'emuna, shein b'chinas chayim, which are life. Kimach mashemishom nimshach hamisa, because of the fact that it's from a pigam in emes v'emuna, the death came into the world. Al kein oz mizgaberes sitra de mesoavo sheshoira alames chasashom. That's why when a person dies, the forces of tuma that rest on that are found on a dead person try to flex their muscles. They want to stand up tall. The forces of tuma, the forces of death, negativity, all of that. V'roitza lehizgarois lohosis es odam bi'atzvus v'yogin vanocho yoyser midai. And they're trying to seduce the person, to entice the person, to get into depression and sadness more than is required, more than is permitted. Ad she'ikrach korcha b'roisha, until a person will tear their hair out and cause a bald spot in their head, or yisroit tzritach hashom b'roisha, or cut the flesh. Shekol zehu bechinas pegam ho emes vohemuna, which are examples of a pegam of emes and emuna. Because again, we saw from the Arizal that the way that emes and emuna are transmitted is through the hair and the flesh. So if at a time of death, when a person is trying to leave this oilam hasheker and trying to go up into the oilam ho emes, trying to go into the dirt and connect with the emuna, and trying to rise up to the olam ha'emes. So through death, we're trying to spring up to a much higher level of emes and emuna. Now if a person goes and cuts the flesh or tears the hair out in an improper way, they're going exactly, directly against that. Because we said that the way that emes and emuna are transmitted is via the hair and via the flesh. That's what the Arizal showed us, that the chashmal, the light of chashmal, which is emes and emuna, is transmitted specifically through the hair and the flesh. V'alkein osro leinu ha-toyra zois, and that's why the Torah forbids us to do this. Ki be'emes onu tzrichim lahamin sha'af al pi shamiso nigzra al yidei atzas hanocha shub pegam emes v'emuna, because the truth is that we are supposed to believe that even though death was brought into the world based on something terrible, based on the fact that this lousy snake, you know, gave terrible advice to Adam and Chava, and they followed his advice, which was an example of a pigam in emes and emuna. So on one hand, death is a terrible thing and a negative thing. Afal pikein loy nigzero leroach hasvashon kiim letoiva, but still, you must recognize that once that happened, lahavdil, once a person has a terrible illness, the fact that they can have an operation and the operation can heal them, that's a blessing. That's not a curse. It's not a curse that you know that they're going to be operated on. Hopefully that's going to be a tremendous help to them. That's going to help them live much longer than if they won't be operated on. So here also, in certain cases, obviously. So here also, once this happened, once there was an Eitz Hadas, and once the Emes and Emuna was Nifgam, Death is a healing process. It's a refuah. It's a cure. So Hashem did not bring it into the world l'ra, to hurt us. He brought it l'toiva, to help us. Because through death, people dying is what's going to play a major role in the tikkun of the pigam of Adam Arishin. And therefore, so long as a person is living on the earth, the person is forbidden to harm their flesh, their skin, or their hair in any way in expressing sorrow over somebody that died. Because this person left to die. This person left us to die, right? That person's time has come. That's his main tikkun now. His tikkun is going to be for his body to disintegrate. V'zeh perash l'chaim. But we who are still physically living in this world, we have not left. We didn't die. Notice, he went that away and we're going this way. We're going to live. We're continuing to live. And so long as a person is living in this world, v'tzorech lishmar me'oid oiroi v'sar oisav. A person has to be very careful about his skin, about his flesh, about his hair. Ki daiko al yodom ikar hamshochas he'oras ha'emuna shebichnas chayim. Because it's specifically via the skin, as we saw before, via the pores in the skin and via the hair, that a person receives the light of emes and emuna. V'ze bechinas. And this is why the pasuk says, Bonim atem l'Hashem alekechem, you are Hashem's children. Loi tizgoydedu v'loi sasimu korcha b'roshem. Don't, and then it goes on to say, don't make a bald spot in your hair and don't cut your flesh. Ki am kodosh ato l'Hashem alekechem, because you are a holy nation unto Hashem. And the Gemara says, ki atem kruim bonim. You, the Jewish people, are called Hashem's children. Bechinas b'nei keil choy, the children of the living Hashem. Hefech bechinas avdus, which is the opposite of slavery. Shemishom ikar hamisa, which is associated with death. Bechinas, as it says, oror kenan, eved avodim yilechov. Cursed is Kenan. He'll be a slave to his brothers. So we see that slavery, avdus, is associated with oror, curse. Shehu bechinas oror ato hanemar banochosh. This is gzera shova. This ties in exactly to the oror that's used when the snake convinced Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Hashem said to the nochosh, oror ato mikol chayas ha'oretz. You are cursed out of all animals in the world. Shemishom Misa, that's where death came into the world. So we see that avdus, slavery, by we said that Hashem calls us his children. Bonim atem, we are children, not avodim, not servants or slaves. This is a very important point that's brought in the Zohar HaKodesh and Tikkuni Zohar many times. There's a famous thing that we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Im kibonim, Rachmeinu ko'ov al abonim, v'im ka'avodim, einei l'cho tluyos, ad shetchoneinu. Hashem, whether you want to look at us as your children, or whether you want to look at us as your servants, and the Zohar Kodesh speaks about this a lot, that this is talking about two different levels. When we're good, we're referred to as bonim. When we're not so good, we're referred to as avodim, chas v'shalom, you know. And again, we know that there's this concept of ben, bechinas, the Rabbein Zal told the story of the ben melech and the ben shifcha shenechlefu, the prince and the servant, the child of the servant that were exchanged. Those are the two opposites. So in this paragraph, Rabbein Nosson Zal is telling us that avdus is synonymous with miso, with death. Because the word oror is used by both of them. The word oror is used by Eved, oror kenan, Eved avodim yilechov, and the word oror is used by the snake, who is the one who brought death into the world. Kamuva, as is brought, umuvan ba'atoyra ve'la mishpotim, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Zion, in the first half of the Likutei Moharan. She'oror kenan hu bechinas zuamas hanochosh, ayin shom. That when the pasuk speaks about Kenan being cursed, that ties back to the filth of the snake. Aval Yisrael kruim bonim. Whereas we, the Jewish people, we are called bonim atem l'Hashem alekechem. We are Hashem's children. Sheheim hefech sitra demoisa, which is the opposite of death. Shubchinas avdus, which is slavery, is servitude. V'alkein afilu k'shigiyaz man hamisa shelechad miYisrael, and therefore, even when the time comes for a Jew to pass away, heim gamkein bebechinas chayim, we're still within the framework of life and living. Ki kol Yisrael nikroim tzadikim, because every single Jew is referred to as a tzadik on a certain level. The pasuk says, Amech kulam tzadikim, your nation is all tzadikim. V'tzadikim imisosam kruim chayim, and we quoted the Gemara earlier, which says tzadikim, when they die, are considered living. Which so that when Jews die, they are still living. On a spiritual level, they're still living. Ki hamiso hi tachlis hachayim kanal, because death is the essence of life. When a Jew dies, he becomes more spiritually alive than he was when he was physically living. V'alkein loisis goydadu v'loisis simu korcho, and that's why the pasuk says, "Don't do these things. Don't harm your flesh in any way." Shelo livgoyim b'ha'or v'asayros, do not harm or damage your flesh or your skin or your hair in any way. She'al yodom ikar hamshochas v'emuna, which are the main vessels through which you receive the spiritual flow of emes and emuna, shehi b'chinas chayim, which are synonymous with life. Now, Rav Nosson Zal branches off to another topic, which he's going to connect to everything we've been learning now. The topic of nida, a woman when she becomes unclean, and mikvois, toiveling in a mikvah of water in order to purify ourselves. On this topic of ben and eved, the Chassidish Sforim bring that when it comes to slichas and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we say Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu Chatonu Lefanech. Avinu Malkeinu. The Zohar HaKadosh says in one place that why do the Jews think they're so special? The Jews say that we Hashem is our king and we are his servant. So there's a pasuk that says Ki Molach Al Kol Goyim Elikim. Hashem is king over all nations. So manishtana the Jews from other nations? And the Zohar HaKadosh answers, you're right. To all nations, including the Jews, he's king. But to the Jews, he has another title, another hat, called Daddy, Avinu, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Alekechem. We have the privilege of being called sons. And the Sforim bring, what's the difference? There's many, thousands of differences. One of the differences is, there's a halacha that says that if you insult a king, if you go against, if you show disrespect to a king in any way, there's no forgiveness. Melech shemochel al kvoidoi, ein kvoidoi mochel. A king cannot pardon his kvoid according to the Torah. Av shemochel al kvoidoi, if a daddy says, you insulted me, you were disrespectful, I know, I forgive you, I absolve you, no problem. Av shemochel al kvoidoi, kvoidoi mochel, his kvoid is forgiven. This is why. When we say slichas, all of those important, when the prayers are especially important, we scream, Avinu Malkeinu, your daddy, our king. We are different from all of the nations. All of the nations, they do wrong, it's all over for them. But us, we are Bonim Atem L'Hashem Aleikechem. You have the privilege, Hashem, you can say, forgiven and forgotten. No problem, because you're a daddy to us. That's why we put the Avinu in front of the Malkeinu, and that's the emphasis. That's this im kibonim, im kavodim. You know, this real. Unfortunately, when Jews, Rachman Aslan, fall, when we do terrible, terrible things, we fall into the ways of the goyim. If a Jew assimilates, he's trying to take himself out of the category of ben and become part of that eved, Rachman Aslan, lo yaleinu. Or when we talk about the 6 days of the week versus Shabbos, for example, the 6 days of the week are called Eved, Avdus, Sheishes Yomim Tavoid. On Shabbos, every Jew becomes a Bonam Atem L'Hashem Alekechem, a completely different level of closeness and connecting to Hashem, you know, on a totally different level. the Sifrei Kabbalah refer to Bonim as Atzilus and Avdus as Asiyah, you know, two opposite extremes, top and bottom of the spiritual worlds.